Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Mentioned the story before, and we want to bring in Todd Haywood of Michigan Messenger. Hello, Todd.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Well, it seems strange to talk to you lately and not talk about pipelines.
You know, I'm actually kind of nice to not talk about the pipeline today.
Well, let's talk about another story, one that I guess has some wide-reaching implications across the state, even though this is in Muskegon, Mona Shores High School, and has to do with homecoming. What can you tell us?
Yeah, a young man by the name of Oakley Reed was voted as homecoming king, except that the administration refused to allow him to take the crown because he's transgender. And so under their school records, he's identified as a female. And so they say that he can't be a king because he's a female.
And all right. Is this a well-established written policy, or is this something that the school board or administration officials there at Mona Shores District have reacted to as a result of this?
I think it's just from you know, looking on the outside, I think what we're looking at is some folks that were well-meaning but have made some mistakes based on case law. Mm-hmm. As you know, gender identity disorder, which is the official term for transgenders, is a recognized disability. And the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Michigan as well as several other states, has found that discrimination based on sex or gender in some instances is not legal, and this would be one of those situations. I mean, this is he identifies as a male, he's in the process of transitioning into a male, he plans on his 18th birthday becoming a male, so he's a male, and to treat him differently because of that is considered discrimination.
Is this a political decision by the school board and the superintendent?
You know, I'm not sure. It certainly would probably feel more comfortable for them. You know, as more and more youth are coming out is either gay, bisexual, transgender, or lesbian, we're seeing more and more school systems have to address that issue at younger and younger ages. You know, when I first came out as a gay man in the United States, the average age of coming out was 21 years of age. Now the average age of coming out is 14 years old, and there are lots of young folks who are being diagnosed as transgender.
I didn't realize it was 14 now.
Yeah, that's the average age of coming out now. So okay. Middle schools and high schools are dealing with the issues of sexual orientation and gender identity as part of everyday life in the schools.
They've had to readjust some things as far as gym classes and some other ways that they had gone about business for decades, I imagine.
Correct. And what's interesting is that in this case, Oak, which is what he prefers to be recognized as, it has been allowed to wear the men's uniform in the band. He's been allowed to wear the men's graduation gown for graduation. So the school and his teachers identify him as a he in class when they're talking and use male gender pronouns. So clearly the school district is in the process of handling that situation. I think they just weren't ready for this.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. We're talking with Todd Haywood of Michigan Messenger about an incident in the Mona Shores district in Muskegon. Transgender teen has been named homecoming king, and the school district refusing to allow that to happen. We just spoke with Dr. John Braccio, a noted psychologist, and he's fairly conservative politically, but he said, you know what, in this case, he doesn't see what the advantage is here for the district besides the legal aspects of this. And he said that if that's what the students vote, why not go with it?
Well, and I think that's certainly an issue there. And I think that, you know, I think part of this may have been a reaction from the administration about the idea of what gender is in our society and how parents might respond to this. But I think that they're discovering that that's very different than what they perceived it was going to be in terms of that reaction, because they're getting such a backlash over this situation. I mean, this story broke on Sunday night, and it has literally just taken the national blogs across the country by storm.
Todd, can this be a very good thing in terms of pushing the envelope and stirring the debate that needs to take place?
I think it allows for very healthy conversations to happen. And I think that that's really sort of where the next step has to happen with the school district, and frankly any school district, not just Mona Shores, but any school district, really needs to take the time to have these conversations about what is gender and what are gender role stereotypes and how do we address those. And I think this is just another way to start that process. I think it's definitely part of what's happening.
The ACLU is involved in this. What happens now? Where does this go?
Well, I suspect that the ACLU is going to send a letter and say, you know, Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has held time and time again that this is a form of discrimination, so you need to treat Oak as a male because that's who he is and that's what his diagnosis says he is. So please do that or we'll have to do some discrimination lawsuit against you. And I think that it'll hopefully spur some serious conversation with the leadership there in the school district. I think what's hopeful for me is that you've got a young man who has the support of his school behind him. I mean, they overwhelmingly voted for him to be homecoming king and knew that he was transgender. And what's that message? That's a message of acceptance and diversity that I think we're all trying to strive for. And I think it shows that people accept people where they're at.
Todd, when is the actual homecoming for Mona Shores?
Sadly, it's already passed.
It is passed. So there's nothing that can be done at this point to change that part of it.
Correct.
Okay.
But, you know, there's still the winter dance and, you know, that sort of stuff that's coming, or prom. So
Right. Hopefully
that conversation will go on in a healthy way to allow everybody to deal with it.
Do you have any feelings on whether or not Assistant Superintendent Todd Geerlings and the rest of the administration are going to reconsider this?
Right now, they're really digging their heels in on this issue. And in fact, they mentioned in one of the interviews with TV8 that's why they hired legal representation 2 months ago, which raises the question about, were you anticipating a gender issue here? But I think that they're digging their toes in right now. But I think as they start looking at the case law, they're going to realize that they don't really have a legal leg to stand on. It's my understanding of the case law on this.
All right. Todd Haywood of Michigan Messenger. Todd, great to talk with you again.
Great. Thanks a million, Jack.